The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Today is Thursday of the third week of Easter. This is Father Stephen Reynolds, the pastor of St. Elizabeth Ann Seton Catholic Church in Houston, Texas. Jesus today gets right to the point about what he came from heaven to give us. This is from John chapter 6, verse 51. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever, and the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world. Jesus will go on to say, even more explicitly, that my flesh is true food, my blood is true drink. These sentences, these declarations, point to what we call the real presence of Christ in the Holy Eucharist. Jesus is really and truly and substantially present in Holy Communion. Holy Communion is not just a symbol of the Lord's presence. It is the Lord's presence. This is a truth all of us should remember from our catechism. But just so that we're all on the same page, let's review a bit. It is the Catholic faith that in the Mass, after Jesus says the words of consecration to the priest, this is my body, this is my blood, and it really is Christ himself who celebrates the Mass, using the ordained priest as his instrument, at that moment the reality of bread and wine completely changes into Jesus' own body, his blood, his soul, and divinity. That is to say, the whole person of Christ. There is no bread or wine left, just the appearances of bread and wine. We believe this incredible truth not because it appears that way to the senses, it obviously doesn't, but on account of the crystal clear words of Jesus, who is the truth incarnate. The bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh, he says. My flesh is true food, and unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life in you. We believe in Jesus, and therefore we believe what he says, even when it's hard to believe. St. Thomas Aquinas described this source of our faith in the Eucharist in the beautiful hymn he wrote for the first celebration of Corpus Christi in the year 1264, the hymn entitled Adorate Devote, Devoutly Do I Adore Thee. He says in the Latin, Visus tactus gustus in defallitur, sed auditu solo tuto creditur, credo quidquid dixit Dei filius, Nihiloc verbo veritatis verius, which means we're deceived by the senses, by seeing, touching, tasting. It is only by listening to the Lord that all this is believed. I believe whatever the Son of God has said. Nothing is truer than the word of truth. We believe in the reality of the Eucharist because Jesus told us it is true, and he cannot lie. And because we believe, we respond. After all, if we don't translate our belief into practice, then we're not much better than the Pharisees, who knew God's law, but did not live by it. A priest from Sudan once told a true story about his parishioners. They walked up to 20 miles each way for Sunday Mass. Over time, many were assaulted by thieves and bandits. Some were wounded or killed by snipers. They prayed the rosary continuously, both coming and going, and repeated that phrase in the Hail Mary, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death, because that might come for them at any moment. So why did they do this? Well, because they knew that in the Mass and in the Eucharist, they would meet and receive Jesus at the end of their journey. Jesus is worth everything, even our very lives, because he gave his life for us. So how does this compare with our attitude towards the Holy Eucharist and the Holy Mass? God bless you.